recovering. What happened was I was a witness to a murder and an extensive cover-up back around the turn of the millennium. And I had gone through journalistic training. I'd written, you know, scores of articles which had been published. But at that point in time, I wasn't working. And I witnessed a murder and that has massive political implications.
Ooh,
so
what happened?
Family member was murdered.
I'm sorry, who?
Family member.
Okay.
My mother, Dr. Emily Phelan, was murdered.
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Janet Phelan coming to the program. She's a targeted individual that she doesn't like to call herself a targeted individual because it's not with directed energy weapons. It was with chemicals and other things that she's going to talk about. But she just sent a cease and desist letter in December to the CIA and then just filed an injunction against the CIA this past week. And she's going to talk about it. She's a journalist. She's written books. Her father was pretty famous. He wrote for all the top publications back in the 80s and 90s. And so her family was well known. Her mother was a PhD psychiatrist who was murdered. She's going to talk about that as well and why she was targeted. But she has a Jewish background. So we get into this whole Jewish thing. And at first I was like, I don't know if I'm the right person to go there with this. And then we started getting, and it ended up being a really good conversation. And I hope you end up listening to this because it's the kind of conversations we need to have and about what the heck is going on. Are they purposely causing the world to turn against Israel? And it seems that there are a lot of people in Israel, just like in the United States, that are traitors. And so we talk about that. And I hope you listen to this. This is a good conversation. But before we get into that, I want to remind you about Masterpiece. Masterpiece is the only ones that are doing clinical trials to prove to you that heavy metals and aluminum and plastics and graphene are removed through their process. You put a few drops in your mouth every day, twice a day, actually. And it binds, it's a zeolite that binds to the heavy metal, but super small. It's smaller and the structure isn't crushed, which is the problem with some of these other zeolites that try to get it small and they mess it up. And then it has marine plasma. So when it pulls that heavy metal out of your cell, it puts the marine plasma, which is the most highly nutritious bioavailable substance on the planet. So you immediately feel better because you're just getting really dense nutrition as well. It's fantastic. And people will dream more. You'll feel better. I'm hearing people that are exercising and they are recovering faster. Regardless, you got to get this crap out of your system. It's messing with your mind. It's messing with your ability to function properly. Pretty much everything bad happens when you are toxic and you need to get this crap out of your system. So it's only $52.99 for a 2-month supply. The link is below. Otherwise, you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. And please consider doing this because it's so necessary to get this crap out of your body. Okay, let's get into this really interesting conversation that I have with Janet Phelan. Hi, Janet. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I had to have you on. You have this amazing experience where you're actually suing. I think you're suing. You're going to have to talk about it. The CIA for harassment as a journalist. Can you talk about what kind of legal situation that you have and what you're actually what your case is?
Yes. Well, we know that journalists are under some sort of pressure right now. I mean, Julian Assange was certainly the face of journalistic persecution. And thank goodness that he's now free of prison. But what has happened to me has been actually rather extreme. And I have been attempting to deal with it the best I can for a number of years, but it got simply unmanageable. And so I have submitted for filing an injunction against the Central Intelligence Agency, against William Burns, and also David Marlowe, who is Chief of Operations. And the injunction, I'm not seeking any funds whatsoever, even though the damages have been severe. The injunction is saying, stop it right now. So what am I asking them to stop? The injunction is heavily documented. There are exhibits, and it essentially details three issues. One is a dedicated attack by unconventional weapons, and we're talking here about chemical weapons. We're not talking about directed energy weapons, which I know have been, you know, spotlighted in the news quite a bit lately. So that's count number one, is assault and battery with chemical weapons, which has produced a health crisis, which forced a hospitalization last year. And based on what happened, I was for 1 month in a hospital, a good hospital in Mexico City, and I was denied medical treatment. I
mean, wow, hold on one second. You sound like you're a targeted individual, you're a journalist. Can you tell me what you did? What were you covering from a journalistic perspective that triggered their assault on you?
The fact is that, and that's the question that has been asked rather frequently. And the fact is, I wasn't covering. What happened was I was a witness to a murder and an extensive cover-up back around the turn of the millennium. And I wasn't, I had gone through journalistic training. I'd written, you know, scores of articles which had been published. But at that point in time, I wasn't working. And I I witnessed a murder and that has massive political implications.
Ooh, so what happened?
Family member was murdered.
I'm sorry, and who?
Family member.
Okay.
My mother, Dr. Emily Phelan, was murdered. And as I moved, as there began to be more and more aggression towards her, and I moved to try to, you know, do what any normal person would do to protect their mother, which involved, you know, going to the police, going to courts, et cetera, et cetera, it became clear to me that my mother was actually beyond targeted. I mean, she was slated to be dead. And it became very clear.
Why?
That is a very thorny issue. And I, in 2014, I published a book titled Exile that goes into exactly what happened to my mother. There was an undercover federal agent who was attached to, we'll just call it the situation. He never disclosed to me that he was a federal employee. He lured me into a romantic relationship with him. I ended up living with him for a period of time, at which point all this terrible stuff started happening to my mother. And it became clear after a period of time that he was micromanaging the situation. And
well, she was a doctor. So did she have some kind of invention, or was she speaking out against something?
No, it was purely based on racial demographics.
Okay, so we're having a ton of interference. Even our sound is a little bit off, but at least we have you here. Okay, can you tell me why your mother was being targeted, or why they murdered her?
I have some very controversial things to say about that, and it took me a while to figure out what was happening, and having figured it out, my situation got much worse. And I have every reason to believe that my mother was targeted for racial and religious reasons. And I know how controversial this is, particularly now with the situation surrounding Jews worldwide, which was obviously.
Okay, so she was Jewish, but there's a lot of Jews. I mean, I have friends that are Jews. There's a lot of would they? It'd be like targeting someone because they're a Christian, because there's a lot of Christians. Why would she specifically be targeted when there's millions of Jews and millions aren't being targeted?
I actually predict. So I predict in exile that there's going to be a war with Israel, as a result of this, Israel's going to be destroyed.
Yeah, but how does that have anything to do with your mom 20 years ago?
Well, I am making certain projections based on what happened to her. I mean, basically, I think that my mother got targeted for racial and religious reasons, but also, you know, there was the factor that my family had been under some level of attention by the authorities due to my father's work. My father was, of course, not Jewish at all. But as a reporter and author, he had raised the bar of concern about some of the work he'd done. And I think it was like the mid 80s, he got his FBI file under a Freedom of Information Act. And the first sentence of that file is forever seared into my brain. And it said, James Phelan is a renegade and rogue and bears watching. And
why? What was he? Was he a renegade rogue?
The kind of reporting that he did. And he particularly stepped into it, I think, with the Kennedy assassination, which his story on the aspect of the Kennedy assassination he covered ended up as the cover story in the Saturday Evening Post many, many years ago. My father was basically A-list. I mean, his books were published by Random House. He wrote for the Saturday Evening Post until it closed in 69, and at that point was able to write his own ticket, wrote for Playboy, Fortune, Forbes, you know, very, very large and well attended to venues. And he made enemies because he wasn't the kind of person who would compromise himself, as unfortunately so many in the media were back then and increasingly are now. You know, this business that's going on in Israel now has the potential of engaging other parties besides Hamas, which we're seeing that it is engaging other parties. It's engaging.
I don't know if I'm the right person to talk about the Israeli thing from a seeing Israel as victims, because I think that they're the funding. I just I don't think October 7th was a surprise. I think it was a false flag and all the
Oh, I don't think it was
that.
either. I think it was totally engineered by the powerful people in Israel. And this brings us again, you know, I listened to your interview with Zev Zelenko, and I have to say that I really agree with this perception that 90% of the leadership, the Jewish leadership, is utterly compromised and corrupt. I absolutely agree with that. And that goes for the leadership in Israel and also, unfortunately, in the U.S. So
for sure.
We have absolutely. And we have a corrupt a group of people who are wreaking havoc on people of both Palestinian and Israeli Jewish heritage.
I could see
and
that for sure.
This is, yep. You know, this is absolutely, I absolutely agree with that. I do not see, you know, I see Jews as being victimized by their own. And this creates an entirely different kind of scenario and you know. So,
it's horrifying that, you know, because they're funding Hamas, they fabricated the October 7th, and then now they're doing what they're doing. It is almost like they're creating a scenario to create a backlash because it's so bad.
It is, you know, I absolutely agree with that. And I wrote an article a few months ago that kind of explores that perception that, you know, what's happening in Gaza now would of course create a sense of horror in the world at large. And unfortunately, Israel, the leadership of Israel, is hunkering down and saying, well, this is absolutely necessary. And unfortunately, you know, what the real blowback here is that Israel is appearing more and more to be kind of Nazified in terms of their treatment of the Palestinians. But
they are,
you know,
it's horrifying.
There's also
and then it's going to turn into, there are Jews that will be victims because of that. But okay, this is a totally different conversation than I thought I was going to have. And this is actually better because I'm seeing that play out too. It's almost like they want the world to turn against Israel and they're orchestrating it.
You know, I'm afraid that there is some truth in that. And I'm taking it a step further, Sarah, because I'm saying that this is going to blow up in ways that are going to probably engage Iran, and at the very time that Iran has apparently gotten a nuclear weapon, and it is going to destroy Israel, and I'm afraid that this is the end goal here. And along the way, you know, to create as much animosity towards Israel as possible.
By their own people.
There is a particular, So in my book, Exile, I deal with this larger picture at the very end of the book, because what I'm attempting to do within the book is just talk about what happened to my mother and how it, you know, how it began to escalate and escalate and escalate and kind of blew up in some very unfortunate ways, you know, which resulted in this attack on me by the police and rendering me into a coma in the hospital for several days. And yes, I have my medical records for that too. Where I attempt to put this into the frame of the big picture.
If you are like so many others, you need more energy to get through the day. What you need is the boundless energy of MitoCure RX, the revolutionary solution from Wizard Labs. Many of you have heard of methylene blue, which only offers a temporary boost
MitoCure RX takes methylene blue a step further. By integrating urethane A and other potent ingredients, it not only elevates energy instantly, but also fosters long-term cellular vitality and mitochondrial turnover. Say goodbye to fleeting fixes and hello to sustained vigor. Your energy and mitochondria will thank you. Embrace vitality today at sarahwestall.com under shop or with the link below.
Is at the very end of the book in the epilogue. And what I am stating is that, you know, is that Israel is going to be destroyed. And after that happens, I think about half of the Jewish people in the world live in Israel. The other half, you know, live in other, largely in the United States. And there would have to be an attack on the diaspora, if indeed this is a Holocaust scenario, which I believe it is. And I know that this is a very controversial sort of perception, but there exists the technology to biologically or chemically target individual homes within the U.S. through the tweaking of the water system. And I go into this in some depth in my 2021 book, which is basically about the pandemic. It's not about races. It's not about Jews and Holocaust. It's about the pandemic itself. And I include blueprints and other proofs that this technology exists. So I'm simply throwing this out there that if there were going to be, if indeed there is a Holocaust scenario that's at play, and if indeed Israel is going to be destroyed, then you're going to have all these people in the diaspora who have to be dealt with, and this may be a very potent way to deal with them under the aegis of plausible deniability, because you've got to, you know, we know we had one pandemic, and if there's another pandemic, and they're saying, well, certain races were more susceptible. And believe me, I don't believe this is only, you know, a matter of Jews. I think that there's a master race agenda that is actually in play, and that all kinds of people are going to, you know, suffer and die because of this.
Well, so, they do want a depopulation, a culling. They're trying to reduce the population to 500 million or something, according to the documents.
Right.
We do know that there's fake Jews that claim to be Jewish and aren't. Maybe a lot of those are the ones who are running Israel. We also know that the Bible talks about everybody's going to turn against Israel. Maybe they're fabricating that to create the end time scenario. I mean, I'm watching human beings fabricate the situation, not it being a natural situation. So maybe they want to bring in end times. I mean, I don't know, but it's a bunch of human behavior that's on display that is awful, and it's encouraging people to turn against Israel because it's so bad.
You know, I think that Israel's kind of a red herring. I mean, personally, in that a lot of people are, you know, are climbing onto a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel agenda without thinking about what the actual repercussions may be. And unfortunately, if a nuclear war is launched, it has the potential of doing far more damage.
For sure, certain.
In a planetary manner that then can be contained, you know, within a particular regional war. And I personally, I don't really understand all of this impetus towards hurting people and destroying people. I mean, we see it with the, you know, the targeted individual movement. We see it with the GMOs. We see it with the chemtrails. We see it now with the tweaked water systems. We see these wars happening. And I don't really understand what this is all about. I mean, I have a kind of a live and let live philosophy. You know, you want to worship this God or that God. I mean, knock yourself out, you know, just don't force it down my throat.
That's right. And anyway. Well, no, this is to kind of turn a different. I'm glad we had this deeper discussion on this because I've been thinking about this a lot, too. And it just doesn't make sense. These people, well, we do know that they're insane. I mean, it seems like they're insane. That's their actions are so insane. But could they be this insane, or is there some rational reason to it? I always try to think that there's some rational reason why they would want to do this, and we laid out some of those reasons. But you have an injunction against the CIA because they are chemically attacking you, and you want them to freaking stop.
Yeah.
And you did a cease and desist; they ignored you. And then you did an injunction, and that's still waiting to go through the PACER system. We'll see if it gets in there. But what the heck? Why won't they just leave you the heck alone?
You know, I don't really understand that either. I mean, you know, this is like 20 years after they got my mom. I mean, they did get her. And, you know, she ended up dead because of their actions. So, you know, and for 20 years, I've been doing all kinds of journalism. I also had a radio show for a while. You know, I've gotten a couple books out, and I'm, you know, continuing to focus on these issues of destruction. And I don't understand the larger impetus, and I don't understand why the heck they're so interested in me. Because, you know, frankly, I'm just another reporter. I'm not particularly special.
Well, that's the common story. No, I don't mean to cut you off. I really apologize. I'm just saying that's the common story. We have people, we have a sound difference. So when she hears me, there's a delay, and it's really difficult doing an interview when there's the delays. But that's the common situation where it's like, why are you targeting me? And a lot of people feel that way. But it seems like your dad being a famous person, a famous journalist that was kind of ruffling feathers, you know, they do go after family members. Is your dad still alive?
No. He passed away in 1997 he smoked. So he
okay.
Smoked.
And then your mother being a PhD.
We tried to get him to play.
I know, it's terrible. Your mother being a PhD, maybe the wrong something else may have happened besides just being Jewish, and they targeted her, and now they're targeting you. But you know, in my research, sometimes they just, once you're on this targeted list, you can't freaking get off, and they just keep going after you. And I don't know if we want to get into like remote viewing and some of that stuff where it gets, they might think that you're going to be somebody that is going to do something, expose something, and they want to cut you off before you do. That's some of the stuff I hear about that possibly could be happening too. And they see profiles of people who potentially could be a problem, and then they cut you off before you can be a problem. These are just some of the theories that people have.
You know, yeah, I'm aware of that. And I certainly see that at play in other people's lives. I've spoken with a number of people who've been targeted over different sorts of issues. I actually even have some communication with Bilal Abdul Karim, who is actually even given his name. He was born in the U.S. and he adopted Islam. And well, he's been a reporter for CNN and Al Jazeera and ended up on the drone kill list in Syria. And the U.S. tried to blow him up on several occasions. And he also went to court, and the Department of Justice came waltzing in and said, oh, we can't even make a case here because it's all national security.
Hell, for God's sake.
So the born-again, stupid federal judge just nodded her head and goes, oh, national security. So she dismisses this case. And, you know, I mean, there's some implications there because Bilal Abdul Karim was fighting for his life. You know, he lives in Syria now. He has his home there. He has his work there. And the U.S. is attacking him, you know, with physical explosive weapons. And for national security to trump the constitutional guarantees for, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is very, very concerning. And it should concern all of us.
For certain.
So
yes.
Anyway, I've had some communication with them as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing. Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that the U.S. and her allies, unfortunately, given, you know, the weight and the power and leverage of the U.S. worldwide, I mean, the U.S. is acting more and more as if it's lost its friggin' mind. And
that's an understatement.
It's one of the reasons that I think, yeah, well, I think the injunction is important because, you know, number one, it's very well documented. I mean, people can say, oh, well, that couldn't happen to you. Well, look at the records. It did happen to me. You know, look at what the doctors did. Look at what the legal system did. And so if we're living in actually a permission-based society where only those who have permission to go to hospitals or file lawsuits or so forth, you know, actually get to do so. And we don't have, you know, what do you want to call it? A republic, a democracy. I know there's some controversy about those words. We don't have a free society. We have a total social credit system in which we have an elite who's allowed to do whatever they want to. And with the rest of us who darn well better not step over the line, or we're going to be smashed to smithereens. And that's the real story. And that's the real impetus behind what I have to say. So
that, well, thank you so much for coming to the program.
Hello?
And sharing.
Are you
this.
There?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Oh, this is a terrible connection.
Yes, so, I can. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to have the cease and desist letter for people to read, the link to the latest action that you made. And we'll see, is the CIA going to respond? And they just need to stop. And I know there's rogue elements in, there's good guys and bad guys in all these institutions. Now, as bad as the CIA is, there's some good guys in there too. As bad as the FBI is, there's some good guys. As bad as the Pentagon is, there's some good guys. And I know there's warring factions going on everywhere. And so if you're a good guy in the CIA listening to this, come on, just stop targeting her. Just leave her alone. Figure out, you guys have better things to do. Stop. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm actually glad that we got to go over all these things, because I think it has far more weight and significance to the larger picture than simply, you know, a person who got messed with and is filing an injunction. So thank you very much for this conversation, Sarah.
This was good.